This episode is sponsored by Corelation, where credit unions can get more in the core, as well as Allegiant, all-out innovation for credit unions. On the show today, we have Ralston Partners' Doug Frazier talking about a blog post that he wrote recently, talking about how credit unions can leverage the highly successful Pixar storytelling method to really help spread their message in a more effective way. So check it out. Welcome to our show. And boy, do we have an episode for you. We are going to be talking about some really cool storytelling methods out there for credit unions looking to share their messages in a unique way these days as we're kind of emerging from our COVID cocoons here. But let's do some introductions first, shall we? On the program right next to me is Mr. Doug Frazier from Roust & Partners. Doug, how are you, sir?
Doing well. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I was just kind of perusing the net one day, as we all do, and I came across this really cool story that you wrote on your company's blog and was kind of leveraging the Pixar storytelling method or methodology, if you will. And we all know the Pixar movies and what fabulous stories those are. I mean, they're all award-winning. And if anybody has read the book about the Pixar storytelling, you got to read it. It's fabulous. But Doug, you wrote a blog post on this method or the storytelling. And I said, okay, I got to have Doug on because I think credit unions out there are looking, a lot of them out there are looking for ways, new ways of sharing their message. So I wanted to have you on to kind of give us a summary of the blog post, why you wrote it, all that good stuff. So without further ado, before we get into it, what is the Pixar storytelling method, if you will, for lack of better terminology?
Sure. So in my opinion, I think the method is telling authentic stories that connect.
Right.
Now, the stories are fantastical, right? And they involve a family of superheroes or anthropomorphic. That's a tough word to say.
Oh, yeah. Beware.
Yeah. Or like City of the Dead, right? But the struggles. The struggles of these fantastical characters are purely human. So, you know, Woody's afraid of being forgotten. Joe Gardner from Soul wants to be seen and appreciated. These are struggles we all face. So They're relatable. They create the foundation for a great story. So, and with Pixar movies, the visuals are quite disarming because they're, for what we expect from an animated film, we're like, oh, this is a kid's story, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it's not going to be nuanced and layered like a film for grownups, quote unquote,
right?
Which isn't the case at all. And I'd actually argue that many of the Pixar films are actually deeper in their storytelling than a lot of non-animated films.
Agreed. Yeah. I mean, I keep thinking of the movie Inside Out, for instance, and I just, how deep was that movie? Oh my gosh, but just fabulously done as well. I mean, as most of them are. So yeah. So why is it so effective? Why does this method, I guess, again, for lack of better terminology, why is it so effective? Is it the authenticity that you were talking about or the layers that they put in?
I think it's a mix of the authenticity, but it's also just disarmingly simple, right? Because you start with the hero, you understand their goals, and everything is set up very easy in the beginning. And then mm-hmm. scene by scene, the world gets thrown at them. But it's that charm and love, I think, of the Pixar style of storytelling that comes through. And mm-hmm. you know, even if the character is talking piggy bank, you can see yourself or someone you know in them. Yeah. So there's a commitment to authenticity that they have in their stories that is you know, wrapped in this candy coated shell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And I also keep thinking of the opening scene to Up with the husband and the wife, and they go through their life. And I think that was originally in a Pixar short, but then they extended it into a larger movie. But gosh, I mean, who wasn't in tears by the end of that?
Yeah, it'll make you cry every time.
Grabs you by the heartstrings. Oh my gosh, I'm thinking about it right now. So how does this type of method or this type of storytelling, how does it transfer into a marketing message? How would you guys, for instance, transfer this into a marketing message for a credit union, so to speak?
Well, I think a big takeaway from that is defining your hero and their goals, right? So who is your hero? It can be whether it's your members or your products. You can place either one or even both as the hero in your marketing. And, you know, credit unions are already people helping people, right? And that's mm-hmm. that's pretty heroic in itself.
Yeah.
And so once you've got your hero figured out, the big question is, how are you going to incorporate them into your brand story? So, is the hero story at the core of your credit union story? How do mm-hmm. those two cross over? What does that Venn diagram of storytelling look like? And is your hero better suited for a marketing campaign? Or is that hero something that's more internal, that's part of your company's message internally?
Mm-hmm.
So figuring all that stuff out can be a great way to transfer those learnings from Pixar to your marketing message.
Indeed. And a hero doesn't necessarily have to be wearing a cape. You know, a hero could be any form or fashion within a story, right? I mean, any type of character.
I would say that hero here we're just defining as anyone who is going through a struggle they're trying to overcome.
Yeah.
And that's all of us. Yeah. So anyone can be a hero.
Yeah, indeed. So how can credit unions leverage this style better to connect with their audience? Like you mentioned already that, you know, the mission here is people helping people. You know, how much more heroic can you get that? How much more authentic can you get than that? So, I mean, it's like you said, this is pretty simple right now. So I guess kind of setting the stage from there, that's the foundation.
I would say that, that being the foundation, you also want to connect early on in your marketing message. So the marketing, if you have a 30-second spot, for example, you want to connect early on in that story. So by the end of it, you've already established connection. And now it's like, what do you want them to do next?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so here, once you have that connection established, you want to then nurture it like Pixar does throughout a movie. You mm-hmm. have a quick connection, like an up, and now you are set for the rest of the movie to be on that hero's side. And so if you can then do that same thing in your marketing where you quick connections and then long-term nurturing.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big thing that obviously is simple to talk about, but more difficult mm-hmm. to actually execute.
Yeah. And I'm thinking like from the credit union perspective, you know, a great story obviously would be helping somebody get out of debt and getting them on a firm financial footing so they can get an auto loan or eventually a mortgage loan, planning for retirement or paying for their kids' college, that type of stuff. That to me is like, just looking at it from the surface level, the credit union could be the hero here in helping this individual's struggles and then bringing them up, through their life and again, putting them on a firm financial footing. So that member can be the hero in their life and in their, you know, their family's lives or something like that. So is that kind of, speaking off the top of my head here. So
I guess in campaigns that I've seen that have touched me, it's less of making the credit union the hero and more of the member. And so like you said, you're sort of passing on the capabilities to the hero. And I guess the cape in this case.
Nice.
Bad pun. But because the idea is that change is everything, right? It's the cornerstone of a story. And someone who's coming to a credit union, they're doing it because they want a change in their life, mm-hmm. right? So what is that change? You mentioned auto loans, you mentioned, you know, home equity loans, whatever it is, someone is wanting to go from where they are to somewhere next.
Right, right.
What's the big next step? So, it's why, you know, that change is why a prospect turns into a member and you're providing the means to an important change. And so how is your brand focusing on the benefits of change that it's providing?
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
what opportunities do you know you could capitalize on mm-hmm. and what opportunities are you not seeing? And a lot of that just comes down to, okay, well, what is your brand story and who are the heroes who are needing help from you?
Exactly. And I want to get to the why here before I let you go. So why is this type of storytelling so important right now, especially for credit unions? What's the why here? Why should they go down this road?
Well, I think that each brand story has its own fingerprint. And if you put in the work to figure out yours, then you can really tell authentic stories and connect with your members in meaningful ways that only stories can achieve, mm-hmm. right? It's showing versus telling, right?
Yeah.
It's here are the APRs and here's the rates that we're going to offer you versus like, here's the change that it can make in your life.
Exactly.
And that makes all the difference.
Yeah. Is it the experience is what we should get at? Is that what it boils down to? Is the experience? Is that what we're getting at? Because I mean, obviously the numbers are important, you know, but what those numbers provide the member, you know, is that experience, right? Is that kind of what it eventually gets to?
Yeah. It's just the difference there between features and benefits, right? Yes. So
yeah.
The, like you mentioned, the features are important, but they're not as important as the core message of the benefit.
Exactly. Exactly. Kind of leads to it. That's the tool to get there for sure. And what Pixar does. It has all these tools to get you through that story. Right. So yeah. So really cool. I love it when people just take something that's so successful and then I don't want to say twist, because that's kind of has negative connotations, but they kind of angle it toward their messaging and stuff. So, I mean, Pixar, again, so successful in this storytelling methodology. Why not give it a go, you know, at your credit union, right?
Yeah. And if you're interested in reading that book, it's called The Best Story Wins, and it's by Matthew Lunn. That's L-U-H-N.
Okay, and we will put that link in the show notes for sure. Anything else, Doug, here to wrap up? I mean, what is the perfect recipe here? Can you boil it down to step one, step two, step three?
Ooh, that's a tricky thing. I would say...
I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
That's fine. I would say first you have to know yourself, right?
Yeah.
So know your own brand story. Then you have to know the story of the heroes who are going to be your members. And then the third step is, how do you cross those two things over to tell a story that is engaging? And right, it's got to be interesting, right? I don't want something boring.
Completely.
And is authentic and connects.
Yep.
So I would say that those are the three steps.
Okay, good deal. All right, Doug. Well, on that note, I'm going to let you get back to work, but I appreciate that. I love this. It's such a refreshing look at something that we do every day and to adapt or adopt something that really works. So yeah, that's the word I was looking for, adopt.
There it is.
All right, Doug, man, thank you so much. I mean, this is a conversation that could probably go on for another couple of hours, but I know you got work to do, so I don't want to take up all your time, but we appreciate it. So thank you for coming on.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
This episode is sponsored by Corelation, where credit unions can get more in the core, as well as Allegiant, all-out innovation for credit unions.